The funeral is Saturday. I nodded. I know you're busy, but if you could come, your father would... I know he'd appreciate the support. Beyond my dressing room door, a dull roar bloomed. Hands clapped, voices screamed. The beat of stomping feet vibrated the floors. The opening act must be on their last set because the crowd was pumped. The stadium would be primed when Hush Note took the stage. Quinn? Are you there? I cleared my throat, blinking away the sheen of tears. I'm here. Sorry. Will you come? In 9 years, my mother had never asked me to return to Montana. Not for Christmases, not for birthdays, not for weddings. Was it as hard for her to ask as it was for me to answer? Yeah, I choked out. I'll be there. Tomorrow. Her relief cascaded through the phone. Thank you. Sure, I need to go. I hung up without waiting for her goodbye, then stood from the couch and crossed the room to the mirror, making sure my tears hadn't disturbed my eyeliner and mascara. A fist pounded on the door.
Quinn, 5 minutes.
Thank God. I needed to get the hell out of this room and forget that phone call. I chugged the last of my vodka tonic and reapplied a coat of red lipstick, then scanned the room for my drumsticks. They went with me nearly everywhere. Jonas teased me they were my security blanket, and I'd had them earlier on the table. Except now it was bare, save for my plate of uneaten food. The sticks weren't on the couch, either. The only time I'd left the dressing room was when I'd gone to get a cocktail and a sandwich. Who the fuck came into my dressing room and took them? I marched to the door and flung it open, letting a rage brew to chase away some of the pain in my heart. Where are my sticks? I shouted down the hallway. Whoever took them is fired. A short, balding man emerged from behind the door where he'd been hovering. He was new to the crew, having been hired only 2 weeks ago. His cheeks flushed as he held out his hand, my sticks, in his sweaty grip.
Here.
I ripped them from his hand. Why were you in my dressing room? His face blanched. Yep. Fired. I didn't allow men in my dressing room. It was a widely known fact among the crew that unless you were on a very short list of exceptions, my dressing room was off limits to anyone with a penis. The rule hadn't always existed, but after a string of bad experiences, it had become mandatory. There'd been the time I'd returned to my dressing room to find a man in the middle of the space, his jeans and whitey-tighties bunched at his ankles as he'd presented me his tiny glory. Then there'd been the show when I'd come in to find two women making out on my couch. They'd mistaken my dressing room for Nixon's. The final straw had been 3 years ago. I'd been drenched from a show and desperate to get out of my sweaty clothes. Pounding on the drums for an hour under hot lights usually left me dripping. I'd stripped off my jeans and tank top, standing there wearing only a bra and panties, and reached for the duffel I brought with me to every show. When I opened my bag to take out spare clothes, I'd found them coated in jizz. So no more men. Short, tall, bald, or hairy.
Sorry, Shorty stammered. I thought I'd hold them for you.
Beyond him, my tour manager, Ethan, came rushing down the hall, mouthing, "Sorry," with wide eyes. Ethan was the peacemaker, but he'd be too late to save Shorty. In a way, I was glad this guy had snuck into my dressing room and taken my sticks. I needed a target, somewhere to aim this raging grief before it brought me to my knees, and this asshole had a bullseye on his forehead. I almost felt bad for him. You wanted to hold them for me. I waved my hand, Zildjian sticks included. The crew bustled around us, keeping a wide berth as they prepped to switch out the stage configuration. Were you also going to hold Jonas's Warwick? Or Nixon's Fender? Is that what your job is today, holding stuff for the band?
Fuck you, creep.
I pointed my sticks at his nose. Get the fuck out of my sight before I use your head as a snare.
Quinn!
Ethan collided with my side, putting his arm around my shoulders. He gave me a brief squeeze, then spun me around and nudged me into the dressing room.